No need to look any farther, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. No need to look any farther, you chose the right station.
Fighting!
Mr. Cowboy Nation.
The blue corner.
You chose the right station.
Time for the people in the back of that thing, man. Mm-hmm. How y'all doing this afternoon? I appreciate y'all coming through and hollering at me. Hey, David, how you doing? Joe, what it do? I was trying to tell my followers. I'm sorry, y'all. All this should have been done before I got, you know. Boom, there it is. All right, cool. Now we ready. All right, so. Welcome to Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. I am your host, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation is brought to you by Snap Pick Productions. We have a YouTube channel, Mr. Cowboy Nation. All the episodes are uploaded there. Of course, it's shot live here on this page. Another page solely dedicated to just the show, Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Name the same. Yeah, IG, Mr. Cowboy Nation. So let me say this. So I know this, I share this show in a lot of different sports groups, right? So, and I notice when I go back after everything is said and done, and I go back and see who commented. So if you watching this in your very, you know, special favorite sports group or whatnot, and you really want to get involved in the show, you probably would need to follow the page, Jerome, Mr. Cowboy Nation McNary. So, when you get on this live, the one that shot, you know, the page is shot from, and you comment, I get those. But the ones in the sports groups, I don't really get. So, just a little, you know, I see a lot of y'all try to comment and don't get to you. It's because I'm not seeing it. So, you'd be better off following the page. And when we go live, you'll be in here with me, Joe, Debbie, you know, for a couple of my people's going to probably come through here a little later. You know, but I just want to get that out there. All right, so. Where we at? Cash App donations. You're going to see my producer drop the Cash App tag right here on the front of the dish. We're not asking for a specific amount, you know. Whatever you want to do is cool. We are available on all major platforms, wherever you get to podcast. Lee, what it do, man? Got my boy Lee in the building. Wherever you get your podcast, my personal favorite being Spotify. So when you go on there, you search, Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. That Mr. Cowboy Nation is very important because there are a lot of Let's Talk Footballs, but there's only one Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Can you dig that? Let's get into it. Get y'all who y'all can't see this evening. Let's go. yeah. Petty, Pendergrass, it's in the field. Let's go, man. All right, so let's get it, man. Darren Rizzi, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name right. The interim coach for the New Orleans Saints, Darren Rizzi, come on down here and see me, sir. What the hell are y'all doing? Just what the hell are y'all doing, man? I'm just so confused with this Saints team. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, y'all came out the first 2 weeks look like a real threat in the NFC, and then just. Straight clown show, like it struck midnight quick, didn't it? So, if you're not up on the New Orleans Saints saga drama, this season has been just. I thought our season was disappointing. Oh my god! But anywho, playing the Commanders, right? Down 13-20. Drive down, you know, touchdown ties it. 2-point wins the game. Drives down, touchdown, 19-20. While we kicking the extra point to go to overtime, we got the momentum. You know, we probably a good chance we'll take it in overtime. Nah, I'm going to go for 2. And I'm going to run the same play I just scored the touchdown on. What? Like, you ran the same play you just scored the touchdown on for the 2-point conversion? What? What? Needless to say, it didn't work. You lose. Like, What are you doing? See, this that day, I blame Dan Campbell. See, this that Dan Campbell stuff. It is dumb. Okay? It is dumb. You the interim coach. You trying to convince these people to keep you on the payroll. And this is what you're doing. You got a playoff team beat with your backup QB. If you take these guys to overtime, you know what I'm saying? Let's beat Tampa Bay. Let me get to them games in a minute. Y'all ain't gonna like my Tampa Bay pick. But dude, kick the extra point and go into overtime, dummy. You big dummy. Darren Rizzi, come on down here and see me. Good luck keeping that job, but I don't know though. All right, so this next guy, you know I'd be getting old right there. This next guy, Devondre Campbell. Come on down here and see me. So, in a must-win game, right? We scratching and clawing for the playoffs. We need to win every single game down the stretch to even have a shot, right? Third quarter. Hey, Devondre needs you to go in. You know what? I don't want to play today. I think I'm a gold model. Yeah, you know what? Screw this. Oh, in real life. Did that in real life. Got up and said, I'm out. Yeah, I'm out, bro. Y'all can have it. I'm sorry. I ain't mess up this. My producer didn't know I was going to do that. My bad. but I'm out, bro. I'm going to let y'all have it. I ain't playing today. Yeah. You know, I was looking at myself in the mirror this morning. I look damn good. You know, I think I should be in front of a camera. Yeah, I'm going to go model. Y'all can have it. Trying to get in the playoffs, man, and you decide now. You want to now, right now. You want to go, like right now. You got to be in front of the camera right now. Like you done. Wow. Oh no, San Fran. Y'all got us beat on that one. Y'all got us beat on that one, San Fran. Oh man. What Joe said. Tampa Bay looking good. So it's going to be a tough game, especially without D. Yeah, Tampa Bay tough, man. Tampa Bay tough. I'm going to be honest, Joe. I don't like our chances with Diggs out at all. I'm just going to keep it a buck. All right, so Devondre Campbell, before your big modeling career, come on down here and see me. Boy, I just seen it all. He done right now. All right, last but not least, Dan Campbell, you come on down here. Dan, kneecap biting Dan Campbell in the kneecap biting Detroit Lions. Come on, I told y'all. Didn't I tell y'all? I said, man, you think it's going to bite him in the ass. Like, he got to stop doing this stuff, right? You playing that Josh Allen is playing out of his mind the last 2 weeks, right? You can't play with, when the QB is playing like that, you need to play football. It ain't time to get cute or none of that. You know what I'm saying? Who the hell goes for an onside kick with 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter? 10-point game, 12 minutes. That's basically the whole fourth quarter, dude. You offside kick. What? You did what? I said, man, this dude, man. Boog, what's up, Boog? I play cousin K-Boog in the building. Talking about Dan Campbell and going for onside kick, 12 minutes left in the fourth. Who does that? What is wrong with that dude? What is wrong with that dude, man? Like, and now he got a whole bunch of little Dan Campbells, like the dude in New Orleans, Darren Rizzi, doing the same dumb stuff. Just idiotic, bro. Like, it's okay to take three, and it's okay to go to overtime. They not bad things. they part of the game. They included them in the rules for a reason, right? Yeah, they not bad things. I don't understand what them dudes got against overtime and field goals. Like, they don't like the kicker. You know, I don't know. I can understand Dan Campbell. He was a tight end. He probably hate kickers. But I don't know, bro. Like, 12 minutes, you got the whole fourth quarter, and you onside kick. With 12 minutes left, Buffalo picks it up and politely strolls in for a touchdown. I'm talking about hours on the floor, because that's what you get for being stupid. You deserve it. You big dummy. You deserved it. Come on down here and see me, Dan Campbell. Oh, my. All right, so we're going to get a word from our sponsor. I'm going to get myself back together. Catch y'all in a minute. My boy Joe said that's like punting on first down. What you talking about, Joe? How you talking about they onside kick? I'm like, dude, what the hell wrong with this dude, man? Oh, there go my girl Jada. Hey Jada, how you doing, sweetheart? You come in peace today. We're gonna see how long that lasts. It's good to see you though. It's good to see you. You've been a stranger. All right, so question of the day goes as follows. Will the injuries that the Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs recently suffered, is that the straw that broke the camel's back for both teams, right? Are these going to be the ones that do it for them, right? For the Detroit Lions, I think for both. All right, so I'm going to go through right now Detroit. Well, I'm going to talk about Detroit and Kansas City. So Detroit, the David Montgomery injury. To me, David Montgomery was more of the power back, the enforcer, the physicality. Gibbs, don't get me wrong, Gibbs told me that thing, but he more of a scat back, right? So in the playoffs, you're going to have to drop that hammer, you know. It's going to get physical in the playoffs. You know, the scat back stuff is cute, but on third and two, that scat back going to get stood up and walk back in the backfield. You know what I'm saying? So you that's when David Montgomery was really going. I felt like he was going to really show up in the playoffs. I don't know. So if they can't replace that, what he brings to the table as far as the power running, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think that may be it for Detroit. And Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. We've seen Patrick Mahomes win a Super Bowl on one leg before, right? Like, that's nothing new. Like, what are you saying? But I don't know, man. Like, Kansas City really hadn't been playing good. I told you, I think they skating for one anyway, right? I think somebody going to take them behind the woodshed. I just hope it happens. For their sake, I hope it happens before they get in the playoffs, you know, and not when they get in. But, you know, but they've been skating bad. They looked like Philly last year. I'm telling you, with their 10-1, and we was like, dude, somebody going to spank y'all. You know? And here comes Tampa Bay in the playoffs. Spanked them. Set them on, right? So it's kind of looking the same way. Look, I think Kansas City going to mess around and get spanked, man. You know? So I don't know. Well, my answer is yes. I think this straw gonna break the camel's back. I think they about done. I think these playoffs are wide open, officially. Wide open, and anybody can take it, you know. It's gonna make for some great football. So I'll be happy to see. I ain't got no dog in the fight, you know. So I can just hate without. I can just hate on everybody. Nah, but seriously though, I just want to see a good football game. I think these playoffs will be, you know, pretty good football wise. I mean, so all right, so I guess, man, let's get it. All right, so it's been a lot of talk about the Heisman winner, Travis Hunter. You know, all y'all that thought about, there was, you know, arguing me about Ashton Jeffery getting the Heisman. Y'all remember when y'all was arguing with me, and his play got so ridiculous. I said, you know what, I'm not going to even argue no more. Why am I arguing with y'all? And this kid is intercepting passes on one end and then turning around getting 100-yard receiving in the tub on the other end in the same game. Why am I arguing with you about running back? You know, I said, you know, I'm done. I'm going to let y'all have it, and we'll just see whenever they vote, right? And boom. But anywho, I'm not here to say I told you, so I'm here to talk about something else. So, Travis Hunter, right? Put that picture up. Got a couple of things from his Heisman speech and I wanted to speak on. So first and foremost, like for real, y'all know I joke a lot, but this is a serious matter. Like, I'm not joking. Serious matter. So he made a statement about his dad. You know, everybody saw what he said about his dad. So I think one thing, something that does not get spoke on or mentioned a lot is that there's a lot of dads out there like that. You see what I'm saying? That they got to go to work, man. They got to provide, right? So, and if you want to make a decent living to where you taking care of everything, you're going to be at work a lot. Like, that's just the reality of it, right? So, and you miss a lot of stuff. Like, you have to miss football games. Like, and it's not that the dad didn't want to be there. It's you have to make a choice as a father. You have to make the choice that me missing your game, right? Me not being there is more important than you having me there to see you. You see what I'm saying? But which is a terrible choice to make, but that's the choice you got to make. I have to sacrifice being there to see you in order to make sure that you have what you need, right? So that's a hard choice to make, but you know it has to be made. You know what I'm saying? The tough choice has to be made. So, and a lot of sacrifice comes with that. So to see a child see that and recognize that, you know what I'm saying? And say, thank you. I know you want to be there. Thank you. You know, I did this for you, for all your sacrifices. You know, that was huge for me because I felt like the dads out there don't get that type of recognition. So all the dads out there that's fighting and taking care of your family, giving it all you got, man, salute to you, right? So that was the first thing that stood out. Now, the second thing, I'm going to get to y'all in the comment section. Now, the second thing that got my attention, was his girlfriend, fiance, whatever, not wanting to stand up. This man has just won the most prestigious award in college sports. College football, rather. It's your man now. And you're not standing up clapping for him? Wow. 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 It says a lot. That says a lot, right? So, and you look at, like I said, I'm not accusing him. I'm not saying what he should do, what he shouldn't do. I'm just saying what I see, and I'm going to tell y'all the totality of what I see, and I'm going to move on. Right? So, don't want to stand up for him, and your excuse was, well, I hugged him and kissed him in the back. So? So what? stand up and clap like everybody else is doing. Like, what, like, so, and we all recall there are other instances where she was upset because Travis was getting all the attention, right? He's talking to fans too much. He walked too close to a cheerleader and there was a problem one time, right? It's always something. Like, why am I not getting all the attention? Like, that's what I get from her, right? So, and when all that went on, she immediately got on social media. Hey, me. Let me. It's, so she wanted to be the star. That's what I see. She want to be the star. It looks like, seems like to me she want to be the star. But, you know. Well, you know, we did start a little late. So, I guess I can talk a little bit. All right, so, we all see all these red flags, right? We see all these red flags. We see all these, like, everybody sees it, and he's just going to bat fighting for, no, shit, no, dude, we all see it, bro. Everybody see it. Like, everybody see the red flags. But you, all right, so, all I'm going to say is, look, put that picture up. That is definitely the face of a guy that ignores red flags right there. He can't see the color red, Jack. He don't even know what that is. He gone, y'all. He gone. Can't nobody talk to him about her right now. The same daddy that he sit there and cried about, said, he can't tell Travis nothing about, he gone, y'all. He gone. He out of here. She got him. She took his soul a long time ago. Yeah, he gonna have to see this one for himself, y'all. Don't stay out of them folks' business. Stay out of that man's business. He's gonna have to learn this lesson on his own. There's nothing anybody's gonna be able to say to him to make him see what millions of people are seeing plain as day, right? So, yeah, he gone. Yeah, him gone. She got a hold to him, man. So we gotta wait for him to come back. When he wake up and see it, then you know we'll find out. I just hope he wake up and see it before he get his real contract. I hope he gonna take the hit on the rookie one. But it just look like a train wreck. Them pockets about to get hit. It sure look like it. Do you think we have a shot picking Travis Hunter, knowing how Jerry we winning games now, Joe? But I think right now we like 14, so ain't no way Travis Hunter's not gonna be on the board at 14. So we're gonna have to give up our future to get up there. You'll see all these attorneys coming out begging him to get a prenup before. Oh, you better not ask that boy to get no prenup. What? Are you crazy? I don't need no prenup. My girl ain't no gold dick. I can hear him now. About to get dumped on in court. Yeah, I'm with Bug. Nah, we're gonna let, like I said, unless we give up our future. She looks like a gold digger. Yeah, look like a duck, talk like a duck, quacks like a duck, you know, probably. She got a Kool-Aid smile. Yeah, she gonna have a huge Kool-Aid smile when this mission complete. Let me stop, man. Alright, so let's go to this week's Did You See That Moment. This week's Did You See That Moment comes from the Dolphins and Texans game. Let's go check that out.
Consecutive AFC South title. Miami needs to win and get help. Here's a long pass, looking for Hill, and it's picked off.
Took some.
It's intercepted.
Boy, took some.
Stingley's
took some. Darius Stingley Jr. is the business. I like that young fella, man. He can play. He one of the top guys in his league playing. I'm talking about healthy corner playing. He probably one of the best ones, if not the best one out there. Dawson packed it in.
And then he just took it away.
Took some. I'm talking about took that.
That was the right.
Took that. Took that, Tyreek. Told him, boy, too little, man. Took that. I like Stingley, though, man. Stingley is Stingley is nice. Stingley is very nice. All right. So, college. Oh, let me pull this up. I'm out here lacking. So, the college football playoff. Boom. So, I'm going to give my opinion on the first round of the college football playoffs. And we're going to pick some NFL games. I'm going to give my State of the Cowboys address. Can you dig it? So, feel free to chime in. All right. So, I'm going to start with Ohio State, Tennessee. You know what, man? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to really be honest with you. I saw the way Michigan handled them. So, I'm talking about Michigan's defense, right? So, I think Tennessee's defense may be better than Michigan's. Tennessee was ranked. So, yeah, Tennessee's defense is better than Michigan's. QB's way better, right? So, I think Ohio State should be concerned. I think Ohio State should really be concerned, man. I'm going to go with Tennessee. I'm taking Tennessee to knock Ohio State off, right, and move on to face Oregon. That Tennessee-Oregon game will be nice. Clemson and Texas. I don't know, man. I think we're going to be on Arch Manning watch on that game right there. I think Quinn Ewers may be on the little leash. I think he might get yanked. Right. So if he come out struggling, I think he might get yanked. But is he gonna come out struggling? I don't know, man. I like Quinn. Give me Texas. Y'all know I'm an SEC guy anyway, so I'm gonna pick the two SEC teams. So give me Tennessee and Texas to move on. So, but Notre Dame, though, Notre Dame got a cakewalk to the national championship. Notre Dame got Indiana. And from my understanding, the game is like 10 miles from South Bend where they play. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's basically a home game for Notre Dame. Right? It's a home game for Notre Dame. It's going to be full of Notre Dame fans. Indiana ain't like that. You know, they're a good football team, but they out their weight class right now. You know, so, yeah, Notre Dame hold bunch to a little. But then check Notre Dame out. After they dog walk Indiana, they got Georgia with no QB. Wow. All right, so it's Notre Dame's probably going to be in the national championship. You know, they probably going to be playing for the national championship. Penn State and SMU, give me Penn State. I think the defense Penn State show up. Give me Penn State. Give me Penn State over there to go see Boise State. So Penn State, Notre Dame? Penn State, Notre Dame for the right. You can probably call that side of the bracket pretty easy. So Penn State, Notre Dame. For the right to play for the national championship. But this, the other side of the bracket, going to be a little interesting, man, because Arizona State, I think Arizona State going to be a tough out. I think Arizona State going to be a tough out, Jack. But, you know, we'll see starting this Friday. Hit that beef up, DJ. We're going to go into the NFL Week 16 picks. And I'm going to talk about this nonsense Jerry got going on, man. Slide on that hill. All right, so Thursday night football. Broncos, Chargers in LA. Broncos playing ball right now, you know. And then this is the thing with Broncos. So the Broncos are doing this. Keep in mind, the Broncos got $80 million in dead cap space. They still paying Russell Wilson $80 million. You know what I'm saying? They still paying Russell Wilson. $80 million, and about to make the playoffs. Where they playing? Cause I think they beat the Chargers Thursday night. So give me the Broncos over the Chargers. I think the Broncos get in the playoffs, man. Texas Chiefs in Kansas City. I'm hearing Hollywood Brown is close to coming back. Kansas City. But Patrick Mahomes week to week. I don't know, man. Excuse me. Give me the Texans. I think the Texans sneak up on them. Give me young Stroud, man. I think the Texans sneak up on them. Give me the Texans knock the Chiefs off. Steelers, Ravens. So these two games are Saturday. The Texans Chiefs game Saturday, and the Steelers Ravens game is Saturday as well. What's going on with TJ? They say TJ Watt got a low ankle sprain, right? Pittsburgh still can rush the pass without Watt. Highsmith and the other boy, number 51, nice. Lamar, I don't know, man. In Baltimore, give me the Ravens in Baltimore. Lamar on the low got some crazy numbers. Go check Lamar numbers out this year. Lamar, I think he like 34 touchdowns or 3 picks or something. It's something crazy. Lamar, but, you know, Josh Allen playing out his mind, so. All right, so the Sunday games goes as follows. We got the Giants versus the Falcons in Atlanta. Michael Penix Jr. starting. Y'all know I was driving that Michael Penix Jr. train last year, right? So, of course I'm picking Penix to light the Giants up. Because the Giants suck. My boy Joe said Baltimore about to spank the Steelers. Yeah, I think the Baltimore. I'm taking Baltimore. Yeah, so give me the Falcons to light the Giants up. Cardinals versus the Panthers in Carolina. Give me the Cardinals. Lions versus the Bears. The Bears suck. Detroit kind of upset, you know. Dan Campbell said, and I quote, forgot we used to eat the bread with mold on it, and it was just fine, and it gave us all we need. We got to eat steaks, and we got soft. Basically, is what Dan Campbell said. So, apparently, Dan Campbell bites kneecaps and eats molded bread. Like, that's what he do. Right, so, I can see that. I can see him being that kind of guy. All right, so give me the Lions to beat the brakes off the Bears. Wrong place, wrong time for the Bears. Titans, Colts, in Indy. Give me the Colts. Rams versus the Jets. The Rams are another sneaky team. I think these NFC playoffs wide open with Montgomery going down in Detroit. I ain't going to lie to you. I think they wide open. I think anybody can come out. Really. Because you got Minnesota still. Sam Donald playing. He's playing good football, and their defense ain't no joke. Right? Minnesota can play. Right? So I'm just saying, the Rams, if Matt Stafford in that offense on, you got a long day. Your defense got a long day. Right? If Sean McVay get going with the play calling. So, I don't know, man. The NFC playoffs going to be nice. But, yeah, as far as this game, give me the Rams. Rams, you know, Matt Stafford versus Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers watched, though. So, it'll be the Matt Stafford show. Probably ran a whole bunch to a little. Eagles versus the Commanders. I hate to say it, man, but... All right, let me, I got some Cowboys. Oh, what we got in here? We got a little activity. My boy Darius Dillon, what's up, man? He said, I think the Steelers will bounce back from the Philly loss and knock out the Ravens again. Nah, they normally split, man. Ravens and Pittsburgh normally split. You know, if Atlanta beat the New York Giants, we are officially eliminated. Oh, my. Well, Joe, it's gotta come sooner or later. We ain't gonna make it, Joe. Hey, look, Joe, somebody gotta tell you the truth. So, we not gonna make it, Joe. It's just a matter of time, man. It's just a matter of time, Joe. We not gonna make it, man. But I understand. So I guess I won't root for Penix. Dan Campbell got mice teeth. What? I said Dan Campbell got mice teeth. Only eating molded bread. All right, but I hate to say it though, but the Eagles, man, yeah, the Eagles are probably the favorite. You know what I'm saying? To come out the NFC right now. But like I said, for me, it was Detroit. But they just keep losing playoffs, dude. And the head coach stupid, right? So I don't know. I think that talent It's really what makes the bad decision making work, because you have so much talent on the field, right? But that talent going away. And that coach still emotional and will make a bonehead call, right? So I don't know, man. I think this going to go left for Detroit, right? So I think it's good. Yeah, playoffs wide open in the NFC, man. But it'll be Philly over the Commanders. Browns, Bengals, Cincy. Give me the Bengals. Bengals sleep trying to make a run or something, too. Vikings, Seahawks. This is going to be a good game. Vikings versus the Seahawks in Seattle. Seattle got a bad taste in their mouth from the way Green Bay did them, right? I think the Vikings are going to come in and do them very similar. Give me the Vikings. I think it's gonna be similar to what Green Bay did. Gonna be a part two. The Giants. All right, we got root for the Giants. We got root for the Giants to win for us not to be eliminated. We are in a terrible spot. We have done some wrong things. All right, because ain't no way in the hell. The Eagles will find a way to lose. Yeah, in the end, we know how it's going to end. You're right, but right now they're looking good, so I got to give them their props. They can go to the playoffs, but then I need them to go home. Ronaldo, baby girl, you know what I hope? I hope they get the number one seed, especially with Detroit falling off now. I hope they get the number one seed, get their first round back, and they come out that first game and get curb stomped. That's what I want to see. Oh, my God, I would be the happiest man in America. For about a month. That's what I want. I want them to get the home field and just be looking like they finna be like that. And Green Bay or somebody come in there and dog walk in front of all them drunk snagger two classless Philly fans. Screw all of them. That's what I hope happens. I don't think Geno is playing either. Oh, they definitely getting smoked. Geno ain't playing. My boy Seahawks, Sam Howell starting. Oh no. Yeah, what's up, you know. Nah, not against that defense, though. Not against that defense. Nah, yeah, give me the, it's probably going to look like, it's gonna be a repeat of last week. And get Sam Pack, you already know, up out of here. All right, so we got the Patriots versus the Bills in Buffalo. Josh Allen playing out of his mind, right? I've been saying Jared Goff and Saquon for MVP. All year, but Josh Allen's stock has shot through the roof. Especially with these last two weeks. Yeah, it's Josh Allen for me right now. Jaguars, so give me the Bills over the Patriots. Jaguars versus the Raiders in Las Vegas. Oh my, this game will probably be terrible. Give me the Raiders. 49ers versus the Dolphins. In Miami. Miami just not playing good ball right now. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Give me San Fran to get one off of Miami and Miami. So, Sunday Night Football. Ain't no way that's Sunday Night Football. Oh, okay, Sunday Night Football. Oh, man, I got to pick this. Bucks, Cowboys in Dallas. And I got to get y'all a score. Y'all going to be mad at me, boy. I got to tell the truth, man. I got to tell the truth. All right, so. Josh Allen going hammer right now. Look, Cowboy Nation, look. Now, I know we should have beat Cincinnati. And that defense looked real good holding Joe Burrow and them to 27 points. If it wasn't for the bonehead punt, you know, that would have him to 20 points, right? But that was with Trey Diggs on the field. Trey Diggs gone home. Trey Diggs gonna be on the shelf about 8 months. And whoever on the side of the blame, number 27, I'm convinced that number 27 does not know how to play football. He's not familiar with the rules. Right, like I'm convinced that he's not all the way familiar with the game of football. Right, he's very athletic, but he just don't know what the hell he's doing. I think I saw Booth or number 25. I'm telling you, there was Booth back on the field. Mike Evans about to have a field day over there, y'all. I'm just saying. If we can't get to Baker Mayfield, we have to get pressure on Baker. If we can't get to Baker, Mike Evans going to have a field day over there. Whoever the other corner is, right? So, then Todd Bowles' defense against Cooper Rush, who is an absolute pain to watch. Todd Bowles going to blitz the dog, you know what, out of Cooper Rush. Can't run, can't move. Oh, he going to step out the bus blitz. Right, so I don't know, man. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm taking the Bucks 30-17, y'all. I got to tell the truth. All right, so Saints-Packers, Monday Night Football in Green Bay. Green Bay, yeah. Y'all know, I think Green Bay is going to be just like Green Bay last year. But the only thing about Green Bay last year, nobody knew they didn't want to see Green Bay. We found out the hard way that nobody wanted to see Green Bay, right? So I think it's going to be the same thing. Like, you don't want to have to see Green Bay first round. And they are definitely the team nobody want to see first round. Saints got a backup QB coming in the game, right? Yeah, this is going to be definitely a get-right game for the Packers. 34-10, right? Don't say they never did nothing for you. I'm just saying, tell you, we're going to be at home. Yeah, we're going to be at the crib, man. Yeah, the Bengals game did us in. That dummy number 27. Yeah, dude, I'm convinced dude don't know how to play football. He's not all the way familiar with the rules of the game. Because he made a mistake. That long touchdown at the end of the half when Cooper Rush just dropped the ball, right? And that come next play. It was number 27. Blew an assignment. And he was pulled out of the field immediately after. Dude, that dude don't know what he's doing out there. So I don't know. He need to get in the play. We need to learn the playbook. He need a football for dummies book or something. But he need to figure the rules out, right? So I don't know, man. I'm just concerned about who's gonna be guarding Mike Evans. Cause they gonna keep him away from Bland unless we have Bland travel, you know. But I don't know. We might sit bland knowing us what we got going on right now. All right, so speaking of the Cowboys, do my state of the Cowboys, man. I'm going to slide on out of here. All right, so Jerry's drummer, the Michael Parsons drummer. So look, y'all, let me let y'all in on it. Well, it ain't no secret. We all know Jerry Jones likes to keep the Cowboys out in the – in the news cycle, in some shape, form, or fashion. That's why we're America's team. That's why we're the most watched. That's why we're the most talked about. That's why we're the most hated, right? Well, y'all say y'all hate us, but y'all really love us. But that's a conversation for another day. But, just Jerry's going to find a way to keep their star out in front of everybody. That they're the best in the league at bringing attention to the Dallas Cowboys. That's all this is, y'all. This Jerry Jones keeping the Cowboys in the headlines, right? That's all this is. If you think they're going to let... They just gave Dak Prescott $60 million a year. You think they're not going to sign one of the best defensive players of this generation? This dude is on a Reggie White, DeMarcus Ware type trajectory. Hall of Fame trajectory. You think they're going to let him walk in his prime? Stop it. Stop it. Stop listening. Stop biting the cheese, y'all. That's cheese. That's clickbait. It's not going to happen, right? So, Jerry said nobody in this organization have even uttered the words, trade Michael Parsons. Now, that came from the boss. That came from the general manager slash head coach slash owner slash. It came from him. He said nobody in this organization have uttered the words trade Michael Parsons. In other words, he don't know what you're talking about, right? But hey, I log in my computer, right, to get on the Facebook, do that. My home internet page, boom, Cowboys open to trade Michael Parsons. Wow. You know what I'm saying? So, and this is on a regular website. It's not a sports website. This is a regular news website. Cowboys on there. We opened the trade, Michael Parsons. And nobody said no such thing. All right, but it's out in front of you. That's all this is, y'all. That's all this is. So don't listen to nothing going on with Michael Parsons not getting signed, getting traded. I believe it when I see it. Right? But do I think we're going? Absolutely not. But look at this. Let's entertain it. Let's say the Cowboys are open to trading Michael Parsons. What do you think you're going to have to give the Dallas Cowboys for Michael Parsons? You talking about giving up your future. You're going to have to give the Dallas Cowboys your future if you want Michael Parsons. Right? So either way, we win. Either way, we win. He ain't walking in free agency. That ain't happening. So either way, we win. Either we sign one of the greatest defensive players of this generation, or somebody give us their future. Right? And we can build a monster. So I'm cool either way. But I think he gets signed. Like you'll be Jerry. We call Jerry idiot all season. He'll be idiot for real. I don't think he'll, you know. And then that's why we all know that's why he got the $20 million in cap space this year that he's refusing to spend, because he's giving up to sign Michael Parsons. You can always follow the money. The money gonna tell you everything. Right. So that's why that cap space is set to the side. Because he know Michael Parsons' deal is coming up, and we all are expecting it to be a huge one, right? Record-breaking, probably record-setting or something. So Jerry got to foot that bill. So it seems like to me he's getting ready to pay it. Mike Zimmer. So I've been going back and forth on Mike Zimmer all year. Do I want Mike Zimmer back? Do Mike Zimmer need to get the hell up out of here? He do it every year. Just like he did it with Dak. He did it with CD. That's always in the news cycle. Dak's contract. CD's contract. Zeke and Cabo. But it kept the Cowboys out in front of you. It kept them talking about the Cowboys. Like he do that better than everybody, right? Two first rounds, two second round picks. Yeah. Yeah. We starting the conversation at two number ones, Joe. We starting right there. So two number ones and what else? What else you trying to get us? Right. We starting at two number ones. Yeah. So you gotta give us your future. If you want Mr. Parsons in your uniform. Well, we'll gladly take it. All right, so I've been going back and forth about Mike Zimmer, right? I was saying, it looked like Mike just need some players. Mike just need talent, right? And when Michael Parsons got back, when Nealon got back, it was like, oh, okay. Overshawn got back. Oh, they look good. So that Bengals game with everybody on the field, if we would have had anything that looked like, if the offense was rolling and clicking with the way that defense played that night, we would have destroyed Cincinnati. If we had QB1 under center and the offense was clicking, oh man. Yeah, we'll destroy Cincinnati, dude. Destroy them. Right? So Cam Cortez, what it do? Yeah, he said Parsons ain't going nowhere. Yeah, Parsons ain't going nowhere. Mike McCarthy the issue. Yeah. But then, you know, that's it. Since you brought Mike McCarthy up. So, Zim, you can see the defense has been getting better, right? He just needs the talent. I'm A-okay if they say, hey, we bringing so-and-so in as head coach. And the head coach said, hey, I'm keeping Zim. I'll be A-okay with that. If I ain't mistaken, Parcells did that, right? When Parcells came in, he kept Zim, if I ain't mistaken. So, it may be the same thing, right? So the next head coach may come in and be like, hey, I'm keeping Zim. I would look, dude, give Zim another draft, another offseason, these players have another year. Oh, man. I think Zim will cook up something nasty. With all three of the corners, Diggs, Bland, Angel, man, look, come on, man. Yeah, and the Rook, Carson. Carson gonna get better, right? So I want to see what Zim. I think Zim will cook up something nasty, man. I would love to see Zim back. But Mike McCarthy, I'm done with Mike McCarthy. I'm done with Mike McCarthy, right? And I'm gonna be honest with you. What we seeing from Rico, yeah, we definitely need to re-sign Olsen. But I heard they trying to, you know, he one of their priorities too. Olsen one of their priorities. So we need big Olsen though. We really need Olsen. But Rico Dowdle, right? So we see the way Rico running the ball. And we like, man, Rico's really coming along. Dude, Rico been like that. Rico been like that for probably well over a year now. But Rico came into camp looking like the best back we had in camp. Rico was separating himself in camp. But Rico is just now getting an opportunity to shine. We should have been running the ball like this. We should have been went to this between the tackle down here running. We should have came out like that with Rico down. Because he's looked the best doing it. And since you've had these guys in the summer, right? Yeah, they ain't training camp in July. So you've been seeing this since July. And you wait till December. Dude. Meanwhile, you got your QB throwing the ball 40, 50 times, running himself raggedy, literally running himself raggedy, while you refusing to run the ball and help him out. This is football 101, dude. They doubling CD Lamb like crazy. Run the ball and make them stop the run. Then you got CD 101. Right, so that's why that's how CD goes for a buck 19 in the tub against Carolina, because Rico Dowdle was running the ball down their throat. And they had to bring guys down to stop the run. CD Lamb 1-on-1, he killing them. Why not do this with QB 1 on the center? Riley, you should, like, who comes? I don't, like, it's idiotic. Like, I got this great, and Dak, looking at Dak and Cooper Rush, they light years apart now. You see what I'm saying? So why wouldn't you, if you doing this for a QB that's, why wouldn't you do it for a QB that's up here? Like, that's common sense. That dude's an idiot, right? I don't know what he got. I see exactly what Aaron Rodgers is talking about. You got Kevontae Turpin, right? Fastest guy in the league this year. And you just not starting to give him tosses around him. Then you threw a screen to CeeDee Lamb. That should have been the Turpin. Like, he threw a screen to CeeDee Lamb with like three blockers out of front. I said, why are we not running it to Turpin? Well, Turpin. If you give Turpin that, he gone. He running to the bus. Like, he does not know how to use the guys he got. Like, Turpin should have been making a Pro Bowl case this year. If used right. You know what I'm saying? And not as a returner. I'm talking about as a wide receiver. Turpin should have been making a Pro Bowl case this year. If Mike McCarthy knew what he was doing. Zach, what's up, man? Yeah, went for 100 plus 3 weeks straight. And he been toting the thing since camp. You just not getting them carries when the season over. Idiot. You right about that, Cam. Jerry Ego, it is too big to let Parsons go. My boy Joe said, I wouldn't put all the blame on Mike McCarthy. He had to deal with a lot of injuries. He did have to deal with a lot of injuries, but a lot of injuries shouldn't affect it. Like, the team was just ran bad, though. You see what I'm saying? The team was ran bad. You misusing talent. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just a bad look. It was ran bad. The decision making, it looked bad, and it's always the offense, right? You got the defense showing up, do what they doing, and offense not showing up. Zach, what it do, man? Right, so that's Mike is the problem. Mike has been the problem. Then, all right, let's do it. Cowboy Nation, it's time to start asking the question. Did we make a mistake letting Kelly Moore go? Time to start asking that question. Did we make a mistake letting Kelly Moore go, right? Because it's clear and obvious that Mike was lying, right? Talking about, I'm gonna get rid of Kellen because he ain't running the ball like he need to, and we just going to focus more on running the ball. And Kellen goes to Philly, and he done ran Saquon to the MVP race. Saquon ran the ball so well under Kellen Moore, running back's about to win the MVP. We ain't seen that in forever. So who not running the ball? Like, who not running the ball like they should again, right? And and we seeing you throw the ball 55 times with a backup QB. We got your backup quarterback throwing the ball 50 times. Like, if there ever there's a time to run the ball, it's when your backup QB is playing, right? And it took you damn near a month to start doing it. So, nah, Mike, I'm good, bro. I'm good. I've seen enough. You know, it was good. You had your wonder, them 3 years of 12 and 5, that was really your wonder. But, man, I've seen enough, man. You can go. Yeah, Josh Allen been balling, man. Josh Allen, that's what I was saying earlier. Josh Allen, he on another planet right now. So, I got Josh Allen. It was Saquon and Jared Goff at first, but I think the Lions about to fall off. I think too many injuries. The Lions about to fall off. Barkley running behind a better offensive line. He is running behind a better, because the Giants' O-line was terrible every year. Still terrible. O-line still terrible. You know what I'm saying? So, but he running the ball, though. So you see what I'm saying? Like, that's the point I'm making. He calling the run plays, and he running the ball. Cooper Rush ain't hitting no nothing. Yeah, nah, man. Nah. Coop really need to sit down. It's about time Coop sit down. Yeah, it's about time for Coop to sit down, man. But that's all I got. Finna slide on out of here. Ooh, yeah, I gotta pick my daughter up. Alright, so yeah, I gotta slide on out of here. I gotta go get my daughter. I'm having a sideway no me. Alright, so next week, Wednesdays, 7 o'clock. This page. Again, if you want to be sure that you're included in the show, I see your comments. Follow the Jerome, Mr. Cowboy Nation McNary page. That way, this is the page to show a shout out of. So when you comment, you can guarantee that I see it and I shout you out, right? So next week, Wednesday, 7 o'clock, my page. I want to appreciate everybody. Well, thank everybody that came out. Until next week. Yerp.